19th parak of Kehilim, 4th mission. Nisa zav alamita balamisra. If a zav who's metame that which he stands or lays upon or leans upon, mitumis medris. So if you lean down this or lay down on this bed, add on this thing that was wrapped around the bed, metame shnayim poys alef of the rameh. Everything is considered avatuma tumis medris, and therefore something that it touches becomes an avatuma, and that touches something else becomes a rishon l'tuma. Rabbi Yosi Omer nisa zav alamita ve'alamizrim. If he was laid down on the bed with his thing wrapped around it, yud tvachim metame shnayim poys alef, up to 10 tvachim that are sticking out of this mizrun are considered part of the mita, and therefore they have a din of the avatuma, which makes a rishon and a sheni and a shlishi. More than 10 tefachim out, he holds, is not considered part of the bed, and therefore just considered connected to the bed, which is considered a rishon. If he lays down on this thing that's wrapped around the bed, within 10 tefachim of the bed, then it's considered part of the bed and everything's tamei. That's outside of that, they just lay down on it, it is tar, because in order to be mekabel tumas medras, it has to be something which is made for laying down on. So the bed is made for laying down on. This is just a piece of cloth that's sticking out of the bed, does not have tumas medras.